I hope you came prepared. Did you come prepared today? Because you know what day it is, right? Tomorrow? What day is it? That's right, it's President's Day.
I have a four-day weekend.
A four-day weekend.
I'm going to have a five-day weekend now.
Why are you going to have five?
I'm not going to school on Tuesday.
You're not?
No.
Are you playing hooky?
Yep.
Boy, don't worry, we'll keep your secret. Yeah, nobody will find out from us. Oh, well, great, that's right, it's President's Day. Why do we have a President's Day? So we can have four-day weekends. That's right. You know, our presidents were pretty cool dudes. Unfortunately, they're still all men now, but we're open. Presidents are very cool, but you know they're not perfect, right? Presidents are not perfect, not one of them. In fact, the more we read about presidents in history, we realize that they did some funny shenanigans and a couple disturbing things too. So I want you to always stay open as we read our history, because history, as we look backwards, we try to get perspective. And if we would go back and sort of be in their shoes in their time, we would understand the decisions Congress made, President made, our local communities make. But we always try to do better. But celebrating what people do well is a wonderful thing. And so today, or tomorrow, rather, is President's Day. You know, Lincoln used to have his own birthday celebration, and Washington had one. None of the other presidents really did. But our wise Congress decided that it's far better to have one day off than two. I don't know how that happened. But at least they moved it to a Monday. So that way, you get a 3 or 4 day weekend, because you deserve that. That's just all there is to it. Hey, so on President's Day, you know that President George Washington was a pretty cool guy, right? Which president was he? Out of 30, what are we up to now? How many presidents do we have? 43, right? Wait, is Trump 43? 45, right, 45. Thank you. That's right. As people go, that's right. That's right. Excellent. Some people serve more than one term. That's right. But George Washington was which one? Which president was he out of that huge list of... What do you think? It's either first, 12th, or 23rd. What do you think? It's either the first or the second. What do you think? First. That's right. What a great guess. George Washington is the first president.
I just said that.
Mariah, come on. Get with the program. Please, no heckling. So, Mariah, so we honor George Washington. This is only true for dead presidents, though. Dead presidents sometimes get honored in special ways. You know, in Jesus' time, the Emperor Caesar had his picture, his little image, stamped on the coins that people used. So when he went to get bubble gum, you would put Caesar's coin in the bubble gum machine, and you'd get bubble gum out of it. And they didn't have a lot of paper money back then, but they had coins. They would put the king, the living king, was on the coin. But the United States did things a little different. The United States said, well, listen, you want to put people on money, they at least got to be dead. Because we don't want to worship the person. We just want to be reminded of all the wonderful things that they did. And by putting them on our currency is one way to do that. So every time somebody hands you a dollar bill, whose picture do you see? You can take that. Whose picture is on there?
George Washington.
And which president was he?
First.
That's right. And tomorrow is?
President.
You're working with me. This is great. And you'll notice that that's not a special dollar bill. That's like almost every other dollar bill. Whose picture is on that one? And how about this guy?
Same.
Oh my gosh. And so George Washington was so important to us. And here's one of the things he said, among a lot of things he said. But one of the things he said, that a great nation must be led by the principles of the Bible and good sense. That's what he said. And so I think that's really a great way to live our life, that we would remember that God's love letter to us is a way for us to govern our life. So, you have a dollar bill there, and it has whose picture?
George Washington.
Right? When Jesus walked around and he was putting money in the bubblegum machine, whose picture was on that coin?
George Washington.
No, Caesar. It was Julius Caesar, or one of the Caesars, okay? But do you know, you have another image, and the image is on you. Whose image do you have on you?
Me. Thank you.
Yeah, I wonder whose image. You know, when God created us, he created us in God's image. You are the image of God. Did you know that? So although you're not a dollar bill, you're still something far more special, that God created you, Mariah, in the image of God. That means that when people see you, they could be reminded about all the goodness that God is. And when people experience, you know, all the gifts that you do and all the help that you are, and as you help and support other people, they know that it's because Mariah is created in God's image. And you want to look more and more like Jesus every single day. So I want you to keep that dollar bill. And I want you to put it somewhere that you'll remember that that dollar bill's image is George Washington. And there's a lot of cool things about George's life that we should probably have in our own. But that you, when you see yourself in the mirror, I want you to remember that God created you in God's image to look more and more like Jesus. I think you're doing a pretty good job. And we're here to help you do that. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for reminding us through images of what's important to us. And Lord, we pray that every time we look in a mirror, that we would see someone that looks more and more like Jesus. And we thank you for President's Day, when we can honor all of those in our nation, the men and the women, who helped guide us with principles that you have given us to have a just and free society. We thank you for inspiring us to be all the best you've created us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.